This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to ban so-called assault weapons gets its first hearing in the state legislature today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The measure defines an assault weapon as a semi-automatic rifle that uses detachable magazines and has one of a number of features. People would no longer be allowed to sell or transfer those weapons. But gun owners who already have these types of firearms would still be allowed to keep them. Supporters say the goal is to reduce gun deaths by lowering the number of assault weapons in circulation. Opponents argue a ban would infringe on Second Amendment rights without increasing public safety. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Several Colorado cities limit how many unrelated people can live together, but a new bill at the state capitol might change that. The proposal would still allow for occupancy limits, but based on recognized health and safety standards. The mother of a disabled 12-year-old has filed a federal lawsuit against the Adams 12 five-star school district. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The lawsuit says her son broke both legs when he lost control of his wheelchair on a ramp, smashing into a wall while unsupervised. The lawsuit alleges that a staff member found the boy but didn't assist him. The child was on the verge of tears throughout the day, but no one investigated, according to Igor Rakin, the family's attorney.
This child already has immense challenges in his life, and now is going to suffer the effects of these injuries for the rest of his life.
The district says it doesn't share information on pending or ongoing litigation. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.